Do less guests. What is up? It is this is the one. This will go out. This is the day before the finale of Do Less Call Bless podcast. So if you're new here, thank you for joining. Hope you having a great day. We have Christmas next week. Christmas season, Jake. Have you already got your Christmas gifts?
What do you think?
No.
I've got myself plenty of Christmas gifts. Nice. Not a single thing for my family.
Nice. Yeah, I'm the AirPods Pro or AirPods Max are out. And I literally texted my mom because my mom is, I don't know, I think it's a deal. She was like, I want to get you, give me some really expensive items. I'm like,
what?
So my grandparents.
That's an amazing text.
Yeah, my grandparents passed, RIP. It's all good. Not of COVID. I feel like that's a weird thing you have to say. Not of COVID. But they're just.
They died the old-fashioned way.
Old-fashioned way, which is always good. And so I think maybe, because the grandparents used to really do the spoiling stuff. So I feel like maybe we're still getting that.
Trickle down.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, but I did. I saw the AirPods Max came out. $550 for a pair of headphones.
That's in U.S. dollars, guys.
Yeah. And I saw they went out. I sent my text to my mom and said, so, like, how much more monetary value you need in gifts? Like, me and Katie want to split the pair. She doesn't care. I'll just.
We're each going to take an ear cup.
No, but, yeah, Christmas list is here. And you know what? Sorry. Yeah. You got your little desk, dude.
Dude, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
This is my first Christmas gift I received. I love the desk. Look how it moves. I didn't bring a computer, but it's nice to put my hands here. And I'm not even being sarcastic. Nice, like, it's really nice to put my hands here and cover up my loins.
Yeah, man. Merry Christmas.
Good. It's amazing how many different products Apple can put out, only using about four different unique words. Just Pro, Max, Mini.
Right.
And they have 35 different things you can buy.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. They've got to get a little more creative, I think.
I feel like it's kind of like when I went to Hawaii. I was like, I think they only use like six different letters here, but they have a vast amount of words. But they're all just Q, W, U, and K, I think.
Right.
Throw an L in there and some vowels.
Right.
Okay, like half the alphabet. Anyway.
Yeah, so I want to talk about this just with my Do Less guest. I was hired to do like a corporate gig virtually and a bit of a disaster. that disaster is dramatic. But basically, you know, you do a virtual performance of the camera. It's an awkward thing to do, not a fun thing to do. I did it. Hope everyone enjoyed it. I actually got a few DMs from people in the company who were like, yo, I just saw you on our live stream. Like, good job doing what you could do with, you know,
nice
being in your basement. I was like, thanks. But then the company itself was not happy.
Well, you were being so, like, naughty.
I just think, yeah, maybe I could have communicated better, but they were like, we want you to hear some stuff you could talk about. And I tried to splice it in, but I'm like.
Like what kind of stuff?
Well, I was doing jokes for like 30 minutes.
Okay.
So they'd be like, here's some buzzwords within our company. It might be suffice to mention. Like, here's, you can kind of.
Buzzwords.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's like the game taboo.
Very corporate. Corporate has like their buzzwords. You know, like we're going to work on our ROI on engagement or, you know, just like those kind of words that. You and I don't have any idea what they mean.
So, wait, this is fascinating, though. They were like, hey, here's some, like, corporate words. Can you just, like, throw them into your comedy set?
Right. So a little bit of that.
That's just setting you up for failure.
Maybe you could razz our CEO a bit. So, like, I tried to do that within my material because I just don't think people who aren't privy to how comedy kind of works, I don't think they understand. I'm doing 30 minutes just me on the camera. You realize how long it takes to whip up 30 minutes of material.
Seriously.
30 minutes of virtual material is probably like 45 real life minutes.
Because you're not waiting on laughs.
No laughter to break it up.
And no crowd interaction. That's crazy. Yeah. Not only you have to perform for 30 minutes for no one, now you got to work in words like client management and accrual.
So I don't know where this goes.
I
think in their head, they truly thought I would just throw down like 25 plus minutes of just like completely catered to them, like punchlines and stuff. So maybe I should have communicated that more fully. I thought they would have realized that. And then on top of that, you know, you gotta be corporate. We know how it is. PC culture. You gotta be very, very safe. And I just feel like we're obviously clean comedian influencers.
Oh yeah.
People come to our shows. Sure. We're not like Finding Nemo G rated, but we say a few things that are, you know, a little naughty to a degree.
Naughty.
There's no swearing, but you know, I haven't had a single complaint in all the shows I've ever done about my material. And not a single one.
More often than not, Trey and I are clean, and then there's like a local opener who's maybe not that clean, right. and we've still never heard any complaints
right.
about like, whoa.
Right. You know, it's so, but even then, I think people, if you know me, you know me, and you see what you're going to expect, and it's yeah, like I did one, so I'll tell you this to the Duelist guest. One of my bits, if you haven't seen my show, is kind of, I'm joking on how, Jake, have you ever experienced, even you, Derek, like how a lot of women will say, or if there's like, hey, she needs to go to this kind of dangerous part of town, or she's going to this, make sure you bring a guy with you. That's kind of the go-to, right? And I've always been like, what? There's a, if like, what are we scared of? We're scared of like a crazy dude who's going to like attack us. I do not have the capacity to fend that guy off.
I should bring a guy with me.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you okay? Oh, you want me to come with you to make, oh, it's dangerous? Let me call my buddy. And he'll come with me, with you.
I think the best thing I could do for you is just to have 911 ready to be dialed.
Yeah, so I kind of tell this true story of going to Mexico with Katie. And you know what? Mexico, it's affordable. A classic thing in Mexico is like, did you see in the news? Like they just dug up 80 bodies in Juarez or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, what? Okay, but we're going to this resort in Riviera Maya. Like, we'll be fine. So, but they're... I remember specifically being like, and you know Ryan, my old roommate. Ryan is one of my good friends who is, and he would be the first to admit this. Let's just put, not he doesn't scream masculinity, right?
In fact, I think he whispers it.
Yeah. So me and him and Katie are like the three going together to meet our friends, and we're on the trip together. And Katie's mom was like, I'm just glad Trey and Ryan will be there. I was like, dude, what? I mean, we're the two... We're not providing any help. So that's kind of the whole bit is like, you know, what are you expecting?
And
so I'm kind of making jokes about, you know, I think that's kind of the extent of it where I was just saying,
you have a joke where you say, if anything, I'm attracting them.
Right. Which if I'm attracting the problem, like I don't, you know, what do you think I'm going to fight off the cartel is kind of the joke. I was kind of chastised for that. I guess maybe it was like,
they like specifically said, yeah. like, didn't enjoy the cartel jokes.
Yeah. I was like,
that's so funny.
I was like do you, so now I'm starting to think this certain company is maybe connected to the cartel in some way. Like... And now I'm target number one, dude. So I'm scared.
Numero uno.
Yeah, there's like, out of all the stuff I said, they're like, by the way, that you came after our, she's like, our leader, El Chapo, backstage, El Chapo.
And, the cartel.
I was like, I feel like, are you laundering money for the cartel? Now I'm scared.
Dang.
Oh, that's funny, dude. I knew the email was coming and it came, and I guess I'll apologize. I don't really.
What else did they say? I'm curious what else, like what other ties do they have to major businesses?
Yeah, they were like, and you know, just, they just said, we want to let you know this, and to get you paid, we are going to need to go to this offshore Swedish account.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty typical.
Yeah, yeah. they were just.
Do you have a bank in the Grand Caymans? Because if not, we can get you set up.
Yeah.
Tax free, you're going to love it.
You know, it would.
Epstein's going to. Nah.
Nah, we'll backpedal on that one.
Backspace.
It felt kind of funny because it was a very like professionally stern kind of, you didn't meet our expectations type email.
Dang.
And I felt like I was a corporate. Yeah, no, felt like I was a corporate employee, and you know, I had these weird quick reactions where one was like, I expected this and it is what it is, and two was kind of like upset, and three was like angry. I'm like, I just could. There's a reason I'm doing this and I'm not in that position because I feel like I would just fire back, you know, stop, you know, it's just, I was like being reprimanded by a boss I don't have.
Yeah.
I was just like, what is happening?
Like you just like fire back in the email, like stuff that doesn't even make sense. You know what? You can't fire me because I quit. They're like, you don't even work here.
Well, guess what, Nancy? I'm putting in my 2 weeks. So deal with that. Like, sir, okay, this was a contract. Contracted work.
One-time thing.
Quit.
Can't fire me.
What else? It was just kind of like, she's like, here's again what we were kind of expecting with like the language of this, some prior email saying like, we want you to joke about this. And yeah, on the one hand, could I like kind of argue back? I'll probably just be like, sorry, and let's just move on.
Yeah.
But it was just that, and kind of like, we had a few comments. People found it. She said something like, it's one thing if it's not funny, but it's another thing if it's offensive, which I think she was just saying, like, we just wanted to make sure It's, if people don't like it because it's not funny, it's fine. If people don't like it because it's offensive, that's not fine. But I was like, are you saying not only was it offensive, it was not funny?
You're roasting me. It's a virtual event. It's hard to tell if stuff
but
is
no,
funny.
I don't think that's what she was saying. But
what you were saying while you were performing, you could tell, you saw the woman like
it's
roll
funny
her eyes.
The woman who hired me was like, we're just on like a Zoom, and there's only, it's like my feed, and it's like her and like the CEO's feed. I'm just like seeing, all I'm staring at is their two faces. And she's kind of laughing here and there, and then I make some joke about how dog moms want to breastfeed their babies, like their dogs.
They would if they could.
Right, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean. It's just clearly funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that was like, it's just crazy how many people have seen my material. I've never gotten a single complaint, so I don't know what. I'm sure there's someone, but
I think they have ties to the cartel and to the higher ups in the breastfeeding community.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go there.
Okay.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, I'm not making fun of like the breast, you know, obviously breastfeeding. That's a thing we can't touch, but I'm just teasing, like, it's a great thing that moms can breastfeed, and I think dog moms are jealous.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of the joke, but
it's a great
thing. Anyways, that's kind of the fun insider scoop for the Do Less guest. That was just kind of funny stuff.
What other scoops do we have? Anything on the horizon? Anything exciting?
No. Yeah, I mean,
some Christmas fits.
Yeah, I'm going on my delayed honeymoon.
Yeah.
Which is great. I think I'm returning from it today as you listen to this. So I'm on a little break. Still putting out the podcast and stuff. And then just kind of Christmas. We'll probably do our thing. Chill. I don't know what I'm doing for New Year's. Very excited for it, though.
Yeah.
You might go to Vegas.
I might go to Vegas for New Year's. I'm not sure.
It's fun.
I might just go on a road trip, see some friends.
Probably cheap.
Yeah, yeah. I think flights, hotels are super cheap, so we'll see. Do you have anything booked for, like, St. Lucia? Like, for you and Katie? Like, you guys have, like, a snorkeling tour lined up or a glass-bottom boat?
No, I'm hoping we figure out when we get there because it's very, you know, it's just confusing with COVID and stuff. What's happening, what isn't. So I looked up, it looks like there's certain catamarans and stuff you can do and certain things they've just done away with. But yeah, also to the Do Less guys, I'm going to the Caribbean delayed honeymoon. We got all you need is like a COVID negative to go. So, you know, in a way it was like, should we be doing this? Is this bad? But I thought about it, I'm like, literally there's no COVID. You have to like prove you don't have COVID to get on the island. Like, in a way it's like safest place I've been all year.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm like, let's get, but you have to get a test within a few days of going. And so it's kind of like, let's schedule two to make sure, because how much would that suck? And test number one, I think, like I mentioned on Do Less Call Best, came back malfunctioned. And which, so we're taking one, like we actually have scheduled another, so we're gonna do three now. So I have one today and one tomorrow.
Wow.
That's the only thing I need to get on the plane. If I don't have it, we're just out of luck. So.
Dang. Three tests. Talk about triple tray triple.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's kind of annoying. Triple tray triple. Speaking of New Year's, got any New Year's resolutions, man? Are you a resolutions guy?
Not really. I'll tell you what I'm definitely not, is the people who have words for their years. You see that? They're like, My word for 2021 is going to be bold.
Yeah, yeah. It's now.
Yeah.
I just want to be here in the now.
So I'm not going to do that.
Those are always.
If I did, I would pick obscure words, I think.
Yeah.
My word for 2021, what I'm going to kind of base a lot of my decisions and my resolutions around, is going to be
stank. Stank. Just put some stank on it.
Stank. Yeah, it's going to be stank or, I don't know, photosynthesis.
Yeah.
I think I'm going
to
try to.
Oh, it's like a metaphor? Or?
No, I'm literally going to try to create energy out of the sun. I'm going to buy solar panels. And I'm also going to grow a lot of plants. I'm going to get into botany. And
okay.
I'm going to be asexual.
Okay.
That's kind of my three pillars of this year.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Photosynthesis.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Very cool. That's great. Yeah, mine's just going to be lazy. I'm trying to.
Oh, do less.
Do
I get
less.
It. Oh, it's so
just
lazy.
Being lazy. Oh, it is.
No, I think somewhat of a resolution I have is to try and eat better. Actually, I'm not to the point of discipline enough to meal prep myself,
mm-hmm.
but I have started. I just put in an order yesterday for this, like, you know, fancy place in Kansas City that like they will meal prep for me.
Yes, dude.
Like good, which like one? Healthy Fuel Cafe.
Okay. That's cool. I did that. Thanks. I kind of fell out of that. Because now Katie kind of just, we just, my go-to places, which has been those pre-made salad packs. You just pour in a bowl and like, it'll be like, here's all the chopped up lettuce and nuts and this dressing and you just throw it in and eat it. Nice. But I, single me did that for a minute that I kind of liked. It's just, it is a little more expensive, but I think it's worth it. If you want to kind of get right, it just, I don't know. I felt like a lot of them, they'd be like, here's your meal. It's 300 calories. And I'd eat it. And 3 hours later, I'm like, I can hardly walk up the stairs. You know? But there, that is a thing I did for a while and I kind of fell out of. But I think you're going to find some success with that.
Thank you. So yeah, that's one of my resolutions is to try and eat a little better.
So you're like, did you just buy a week's worth? Did you sign up for like a subscription? What's your vibe right now?
No, this website was just like $50 minimum to do a pickup order. So I just specifically chose random stuff. A lot of like chicken and salmon and vegetables. Mm-hmm. Dude, all their like snacks were the furthest thing from snacks I've ever seen. We got gluten-free turkey sausage and oat cakes. Oh.
Oh, come on, man. Wait, do you like, are you a hot sauce guy?
Oat cakes? You know, not really.
That's what's, I feel like in healthy, because hot sauce is usually very low calorie. It
kind of helps give a little flavor.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I would recommend that. And there, you can find good hot sauces that have they're low kick and add a nice flavor.
That's a good tip.
I feel like when I eat healthy food, it's like last night, Katie whipped up very healthy food. It was like a acorn squash with quinoa and bok choy.
Oh.
And I had some like ground turkey, like cooked up.
Ground turkey's not bad.
I said salt, pepper, and this like truffle hot sauce that's kind of popular right now.
Okay.
And it's like basically, the textures were different, but all I tasted was that hot sauce. And that's when I don't mean healthy. It's like, this is all the taste I'm getting, but I'm just here to get it down. And it is amazing. I feel significantly better than, we were on the road. I went from the on the road immediately to like guys night to Christmas party. And it was just a full week of treating my body horribly.
Yeah.
And I do, you know, my ears rang. I think I had like this weird tension headache that caused my ears to ring. Yeah, in hindsight,
I don't know how normal that is. And you're making that sound like, you know, when like you eat bad and then you get like these weird headaches and make your ears ring. That's what I have.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And but it's just like 2 days of decent food and water. I'm killing it.
Huh.
So my fancy bottle.
Good for you.
I've lost and found this 3 times. It's just like my walk with the Lord.
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about that.
Let's pray. Let's get into it.
I love when I was doing like, guys, give me your video ideas. You know, a lot of 99% were common ideas, but I'd see one every now and then. You could tell it was like someone's mom. It's like, I would love to just hear more about you. Why don't you sit down and just tell us kind of about your faith and where you come from?
I want to see a 45-minute full, like, front-to-back story of you.
My life be like. And I'm just like, yeah, this actually isn't funny at all. I'm just going to.
So I was born and raised at a Christian home. Never really made my faith my own.
Let's talk about this. What's your favorite type of person? And by that I mean, let me tell you my number one favorite.
Okay.
A mom who was the most overly like kind and outgoing motherly type. Those moms, that's my favorite type of person that I'll get along with any and all of them.
An outgoing mom.
Easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
A couple are coming to
like
mind.
That Southern or that Midwest mom where it's just like, you know, you'd be like, maybe it doesn't have to be your mom, be some mom, be like, hey, this is Trey. And she'd be like, it is so nice to meet. Come on in. Let me get you some food. What do you do? That is so fun.
Really?
You know, yeah. And I just feels like home, you know?
Outgoing mom. That's a good
one. You know what I mean? Favorite type of person. That's close runner up is, so what I'm describing is probably a very white mom. Close runner up, probably tied actually, would be like the overweight black woman who calls me sweetie honey pie.
Yeah.
Baby deer. What you eating, baby?
You're baby deer.
What's up, you little doe?
Hey, you want to eat out of my hand, you baby deer?
Yeah. So those two motherly figures would be mine.
This is a good question. My favorite type of person. I think one of my favorites is like a guy who's really funny and
keep
does
it asexual.
No, it's not 2021 yet.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I can be whatever I want. Got it. It's a guy who is really funny, but mainly doesn't need to be, because he does not care at all what people think of him. I like that guy a lot. There's like always one in my friend group at any given time. Just like a guy, you can tell him to do anything and he will do it.
Great distinction from guy who wants to be really funny because he cares deeply what everyone thinks of him.
Very opposite
sides. Yes. Yeah. I can think about
it. Do you want me to like run on the football field right now? Would that make you guys laugh? Because I'll do it.
I'll do it.
It's like, dude, no, you don't
easy,
need to do that.
Easy, do less. That's good.
But like the friend who you can be like, hey, can you... like we're rolling through the drive-thru. Can you get me like some French fries too? I don't want to pay for them, but like, can you just like give me some French fries? Mm. And like that friend is like willing to just like ask for free French fries for you. Yeah. I like that.
I know. I have a couple of those friends.
Yeah.
They make everything more fun. Yeah. I think it came to mind because when we were doing the live stream show, I was like talking to my mom and she was saying, this feels, the mom's like saying, you should do one of those type of videos. Feels like a mom thing to do. She's like, I mean, you could just, you're such a good singing voice. You could just do like a cover of, you know, maybe a Sam Smith song and people would love it.
What if you just did that?
Like, it's very supportive, but yeah, could you imagine like, welcome to the Trey Kennedy Show and I'm telling jokes and out of nowhere, I'm like,
we're going to slow things
can
down.
Can I lay by your side?
Everybody.
Next to you. People are like, I see, am I supposed to laugh at this?
Where is the punchline coming? I mean, dude, at least he's not talking about the cartel finally, but still.
Have you ever seen... There's this video of John Piper. He's a very famous pastor.
Yes.
And he's, I don't know if he's at some like conference that's supposed to be comedic or something, but he's just going up and he's just trying to say a sermon. And every time he breaks off a sentence, people die in laughing. And
what?
He's just, you can tell he's like confused.
This sounds amazing. Is it real?
Let me see if I can. Yeah. John Piper.
That's a funny thing. These people don't stop laughing at your sermon.
Yeah.
Guys, stop.
I feel honored and humbled and vulnerable and exposed to speak to the American Association of Christian Counselors. I don't think I could think of any other audience that would be more likely to see straight through a speaker than you would. And I take that to be a good thing. It puts hypocrisy on the table immediately. It makes true horizontally what we all know is true vertically all the time, namely God knows totally all the time whether any speaker is a fraud or a hypocrite, so you may as well know as well, if he knows.
What? What in the world?
It keeps going, dude.
It's a wake-up call to speak to people like you. I've never done anything like this before. A wake-up call to the realities of pretense in my life. Suspecting that any attempt at
it's so funny,
schmoozing dude. Would be known right away.
He's crushing it.
So I would spare you the analysis and just go ahead and tell you up front that I'm a sinner.
No, this is not real.
And you see him start to like, he's starting to be like, what is going on?
To be more specific, must crucify the love of praise every day. A man who struggles with the same 15-year-old adolescent fears at age 63, namely the fear of looking foolish. A man who is prone to self-pity and who
that's so good.
Feels it quickly when he doesn't get loved the way he wants to be loved, who's almost never sure of the way he uses his time and therefore pretty regularly is all dealing with guilt feelings, a man who is short on compassion and long on critical analysis, a man who is prone to freeze up.
Big joke coming. Big joke coming.
When he's tired and then feels instinctively justified in blaming it on somebody else.
Oh, wow. We needed this guy on the road with us.
Let's have him open.
To praise God. Christ and the right now, because I totally did not expect that right now about why I'm doing this. And you're a very strange audience. Because I totally did not expect laughter. And I'm continuing.
Oh, this is his big finale, I think.
Yeah.
I guess I'd better just get
That's my time,
talk.
Guys. Thanks for having me.
This is a serious talk, in case you wonder.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
oh, he gets
no
an applause
way.
He's, oh, he's bringing down the house.
Just kind of.
No way.
Get it out of your system.
He's like getting ticked. It's like the ops. It's like a preacher button. It's like, I just, how'd your sermon go? How'd it go, Piper? How'd it feel out there? Just.
They would not stop laughing at me.
They just, I could not. Oh, I bombed bad, dude. They would not. I was just, every time I tried to say something, all I got was just resounding laughter. I couldn't get them to take it serious.
I mean, they were like erupting.
Yeah.
Forget having him open
for
us.
Like,
We need to go wherever that was and perform.
Could you imagine telling an actual joke to that crowd?
That seems so easy.
Oh, my gosh.
Who are these people?
Are these it like... says it was a counselor, Christian counselor convention of like 8,000. I think it was a huge, like,
wow,
arena. Of
it seems
people.
Like it was a conference for, like, people who've been held in captivity for 10 or more years. And this is their first time being let out.
Yes.
Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah, yeah, they're counselors, which is, like, their whole thing is to like understand human
and, like,
behavior.
Be good
like.
Listeners.
And like, here, let me help you out here. A guy can really cheer you up, make you laugh more than anyone. John Piper. Listen to him, put him on. I'll make your worries go away.
You guys, you know, I'm not any better than any one of you. I am a sinner. You
okay,
are.
Can you guys
okay.
please stop laughing.
That
yeah.
was crazy. Yeah, I've never seen that clip. They also, I mean, weird vibes all around. Mm-hmm. I don't know what John was going for there either, but wow, that's interesting. Let's go perform there.
I know, that's great.
Good for John.
Mm-hmm.
How'd we get there? What were we talking about? I don't know.
I don't know.
You need to say a resolution, though. That's where we're at.
My, like a legitimate, like, I don't know, the worst triple, worst resolutions, I think... I don't know. Isn't it funny?
Wait,
it does...
are we doing our resolutions or are we doing worse resolutions?
We're, I don't know. Both.
Okay.
There's no rules, brother. It's a do less, yes pod.
Hey, we're down to one podcast now, baby.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. It's just funny. The start of the year, you like try to do these resolutions and then just like right for that. I think people do resolutions and after a couple months, they're like, I failed. And I'm like, but what about Lent? I'll do this one. I don't, you know what? I'm just not good at these things. Let's forget it for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like most people do.
Yeah.
My resolutions, I don't ever do them really. I tried to write some down one time, but I was like, this isn't really helping me, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't love the idea of New Year's resolutions because, yeah, you can make like a lifestyle change at any point.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to coincide with the calendar year.
Yeah.
So, but it is a good time, you know, to reset the balance sheet of life. Thanks for coming to my accounting, life.
Yeah. I think my newest resolution is just to go to more diners where strangers could call me honey and try to have one show where I can crush as hard as John Piper did.
That would be awesome.
Show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that reminds me, the diner thing, I want to have obscure resolutions. Like I think right. I want to start going to a consistent place to get my hair cut. I think that would be a good resolution. Like, I want to have some camaraderie with whoever's cutting my hair. Right now, I'm mixing up. I'll go great clips. I'll go sports clips. I'll go see my friend Dan. You know, whatever. Okay. I mix it up.
Sports clips is a thrill, man, because you don't know what is going to come out of there. You know what I mean?
And it's like twice as expensive as great clips, and it's, like, equally as bad of a haircut. So I'm like, why am I paying for this?
Yeah.
What, to watch Mike Wilbon?
Yeah, dude.
At 3 p.m.?
Exactly. I went one time. And this one, I already, like, my hair is very fine and thin already.
Oh,
and you know
it's fine.
You know the thinning shears?
No.
You know what I mean? Sometimes they take that thing, they kind of, like, run through it, and it removes some of the hair. It's
oh, yeah.
too thin or something.
Yeah, it kind of pulls your hair.
This woman did it over my whole head.
Oh.
And I was like, I looked like a chia pet. Why'd you do this to me?
Okay.
Now, was it a large woman who called me sweet and honey? Yes.
Cool.
So there was a pros and cons to that.
Yeah, it kind of balanced out.
But that's my. I think for like resolutions or Lent, it's time to, you know, people are like, just cut out the negative people in your life. I just want to, yeah, ancillary friends who I'm like kind of done with and kind of want to roast. Maybe just like, yeah, for Lent, I'm giving up on you.
Yeah.
You suck.
I'm giving up on 6 or 7 of you.
Yeah.
That are in this group message right now. Right. You guys figure out which ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I like doing that whenever, like, I'll see a Instagram picture with like four people in a group photo, and I'll just comment 3 of some of my favorite people, and just kind of let them figure out who I'm talking about. Right,
that's always classic.
I love you 3. You guys are awesome together.
I love most of you.
Love some of y'all.
Yep,
it's awesome.
So grateful for 80% of you.
Yeah, I want to in 2021. I want to have a haircut guy or girl. I'm also making good headway at the Chipotle by my house. Oh, except I'm moving. I didn't even think about this. Right when I got in the sweet spot, the guy, you know, the entire time I've gone to this Chipotle, well, 9 of the 12 months, mm-hmm. I've had a mask on.
Oh, yeah, that makes it tough.
But the guy still recognized me recently. Yeah. He was just like, and you want queso on this, don't you? And I was like, you know me.
That's
and now I'm moving.
Not the best feeling, though? Like, I love being a regular man. I miss my old people at Chick-fil-A at the old house. I haven't had Chick-fil-A in months.
Months.
I miss them. I used to be regular Jersey Mike's. When I interned at Love's Travel Stops, I'd go there 2 or 3 times a week. They'd be like,
wait, hold on. What did you say? When you interned at Love's Travel Stop?
Yes. At their corporate offices, you jerk. I wasn't loading people's cars with gas. I was a pricing analyst, aka I actually did nothing. So,
well, it was funny. I was just expecting this to be like, I used to go to Chick-fil-A all the time, which was like something that happened 6 months ago. And then in the same sentence, and back when I was an intern at Love's, like, mm-hmm. Was this recent? Did you keep this from me?
Years ago. That's the last time I felt like I was a real regular somewhere.
Okay. So Jersey you used Mike's. To intern at Love's and you go to Jersey Mike's all the time.
Dude, I talked about this with Katie last night. I was on Vine. It was peak of Vine. I was doing brand deal after brand deal. For some reason, I went and got an internship. I was just so confident Vine wasn't going to last, which... To be fair, I was
good job.
Right.
Luckily, Nostradamus.
I was able to make it otherwise, but it's just funny to look back on now that I'm confident in doing this. I was just at the time I was like, this is so not gonna last. I'm just gonna go ahead and still get this internship.
That's amazing. The TikTok kids these days could use a little bit of that. A little bit of like realism.
Right. Yeah. Why don't you still work at Jersey Mike's? Because who knows?
Like every TikToker with 150,000 followers is like, should I drop out of high school?
But now it's weird because 2.5 million followers on Vine back then versus millions of followers now online, it's like the money's way different. Back then, it was kind of like, this is kind of new. A company might try to like pay someone to do this. Now companies are like, oh, we know this works. This TikTok kid has 8 million followers. Yeah. And he's already has like an agent. And so we're going to have to pay him however many thousands of dollars.
Did you ever do a brand deal back in the Vine days with, I think Burger King came out with chicken fries? Does that sound familiar?
I was a big fan of chicken fries. I didn't do a brand deal with them.
I did it though. For free. I would post about it.
I post about it once a week.
On my own accord. There was like a big thing. This was like at the forefront of influencer marketing. I forget the numbers exactly, but you know, Burger King spent several million on their chicken fries campaign on traditional advertising, you know, TV, stuff like that, and saw no traction. Then they took like a tenth of that money. You know, they spent $150,000 or whatever on Vine creators and saw their sales soar. And then it was like, hey, this might be good.
Oh, I literally remember this campaign. I was not on it, but I remember seeing it was one of the first like legitimate, well-known brands to do kind of a Vine campaign.
It wasn't just like a phone case company.
Yeah, I remember I was doing, you know, like download the Hot or Not app or some crap. And then I saw a few guys doing like Burger King chicken fries. I do remember this. I was like, oh, shoot. And I remember the first time I got a 5 Vine deal for AT&T. I was like, whoa, dude.
That's awesome.
Which, yeah, it was a Wild West. I remember I only did 3 of them because they like, I got ghosted by the agency. It was just like a mess. But I remember back in the day, there was no agents or managers. There was people trying to take advantage of kids. I remember this weird dude trying to get me to be my manager and wanted me to sign this or that where he'd take a percentage of my money. I was like, no. And I was pumped because this guy signed Sean Mendez, who was a 15-year-old Viner. And he was like, joint's not. I was like, no. I remember hearing a year later, Sean Mendez got signed to like a record label. And I heard it was like he had an ordeal getting out of this initial weird contract with this.
Oh, he actually got Sean Mendez to sign up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Little Mindy.
Yeah.
Look at him now. He's doing great.
Look at him now. He's doing fine. He's doing fine. Sean Mendez.
Have you ever talked about on either of your podcast about you and Sean's history?
I don't think so. Not really. It's just, he was a Vine kid. What? He's probably 5 or 6 years younger than us.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was blown up when I was like 19 or 20. He was like 15. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was one of the first ones to blow up. So I had more followers than him the majority of the time I was on it. I remember
him. Take that, Sean. Kind
of, you know, I was older and he's this kid. And I remember him being like, you're one of my favorite Viners, man. I have like old DMs from him saying that. Isn't that hilarious?
I think it's time to circle back.
Circle back. And then he texted me out of nowhere, probably, I mean, that was like 6 or 7 years ago, probably like 4 years ago. He texted me out of nowhere. He's like, hey, man, you're just like killing it or something. It was like Sean Mendez. It was like when he was blowing up. I was like, cool. And then I think I might have shot him a DM or even a text later on about something that completely was left ignored. And I was like, yeah, we're just done talking, which is fine. Another guy, Bazzy.
Oh, Bazzy? The musician. Bazzy. He's got some good stuff.
Yeah, he blew up. He was a Vine kid who I actually, we both got hired to make Vines on the red carpet at the Billboard Awards. It was me and him making Vines together.
Hot dang.
And he's like 3 years younger than us, 3 or 4. So, you know, I'm 20, he's 17. And he was a nice kid. We like hung out all weekend, had a good time. No, I remember I was 21 because I remember we actually like went to a club and had a drink. And so I think he was 17 or 18, I was 21. So he didn't really hang out with us because he was in Vegas. Because for obvious reasons, but we were like buddies and kept in touch. And I saw him blowing up with that song, and I shot him a text, not as like a weird clout way. I was just like, "Yo, it's
crazy,
dude. I've noticed your music. Like, you're killing it, awesome." And he just completely ignored it. I was like, "Oh, he's off to the races."
Dang it, Bazzy.
Well, dang it, Bazzy. Do you not remember us making Vines for Kia? We were buds.
Have you forgotten so soon?
So soon.
Do less.
That one actually did kind of surprise me because I was just like, dude, you're killing it. That's so cool. And because we were in fairly good communication, and that was it. There's this other kid named Christian Del Grosso.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Spill the tea. He's still a big creator. And I remember me and him both signed on. This was a little bit later. I signed with an agency and less of a sketch deal than the Sean Mendez one. But it was a deal where we signed with them. It was like a MCN.
Gotcha.
So if you don't know what that is, almost every YouTuber signed to a multi-channel network that they kind of run your ads and help you with this or that. But we signed up this one and I just kind of did it because I was clueless and they just weren't very helpful. They're based out of like England. It didn't even make sense. And so I bonded with him because we were both signed and both trying to get out of it. And we're just like staying in touch. I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to get, you know, they're not responding to me. What are you doing? He's like, we're going to do that. We kind of bonded and we both got out of it. Like, cool, man. Like, if you're ever, he had just moved to LA because that's what you do. And if you're ever out here. And then he really went all in LA and was like just cranking out videos, doing the vlog thing. And he kind of blew up. We were on the same follower level and he blew up to you know, 10 plus million and just quickly ghosted me. So
dang.
I was like, you're killing it, man. And he just stopped responding to me.
Once he moved to LA, you just magically lose all the contacts in your phone from the Midwest.
Yeah, yeah.
You just don't have those numbers anymore.
That's how the cell phone towers work, I think.
Yeah.
In his defense.
Yes. I think once they started installing those 5G towers, stuff has been a little different ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't move to LA or you won't have your dad's phone number anymore.
Yeah.
Or any of your old friends. Ugh.
I'm surprised. Were you ever tempted to do the LA thing?
A little bit. I mean, had I not left my former YouTube partner doing that whole thing, I would be in LA now. I mean, like,
he did do LA,
like 3 months into me moving here and leaving that.
Do you think it's worth it, him doing LA? Did he just want to do it for fun or like for work? Or?
He's from like Malibu. Like, his mom and his wife both work at Pepperdine. So
that makes things.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. It's pretty, like, it's not nearly as risky.
I guess he was probably grinding until he could afford it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Good for him.
So,
but
there's Malibu, you know, and then there's Shawnee Mission.
I don't know.
You know, they each have their pros and cons.
I have their pros and cons.
Way closer to Chick-fil-A here.
It is funny when you think about it. It's like, well, why am I not living by a beach?
Dude, that's how I... Well, how many times did I say this when we were in Florida last week? I was like, this is so awesome. It's December.
I truly... To be fair, we were there. We didn't step foot on a beach. I feel like I wouldn't... I bet a lot of people move in those areas and they're like... They look up and it's been 6 months. They haven't even been to the beach.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily need to be at the beach a lot, but just like the warm weather in November and December, it's hard to even comprehend.
These are my parts. I'm around from these parts. I really don't mind it that much. I don't know. It would be a nice luxury, but yeah, I don't care.
I think you need to go to Hawaii again and remember how great it is.
I mean, yeah.
Oh.
Hawaii is nice. That's surprised how much I liked Hawaii when I went.
Yeah.
That's like the last vacation I really had, so I'm pumped for next week. It's going to be fun.
That's another New Year's resolution. In 2021, I want to go to Hawaii again.
Yeah.
That's an actual one. I'm gonna try to make it.
Man,
there.
next summer is gonna be the summer of our lives. I'm calling it.
I'm gonna make some questionable decisions every weekend.
Oh wow, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, asexual though.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's fine.
It's fine. I'm not gonna get any major trouble.
Right. I see what you mean. But dude, I really think, you know, it's a bummer all the shows were postponed, but I think next year people are gonna come out to these shows and be fired up. Like, I get to be this close to a stranger. I used to hate this.
Yeah.
I love it. And like, we're in here, we're out without masks. I don't want to speak too soon, but could be happening.
Could be.
Next summer.
Could be.
Could happen. I saw, this is kind of exciting, officially today, I think, the first person in the UK got that vaccine.
Really?
So I think next week is America's turn. Or as you're listening, hopefully as you're listening to this, they're starting to get that fired into the vulnerable.
Yes.
You know. But who knows?
I don't know.
I sure That's don't know much so of anything. Though.
I was looking through my phone last night trying to find an old video or something. And I came across, on accident, some videos I took when I was at the Post Malone concert back in February. It was the same night as the Chiefs Super Bowl parade that happened that morning. I mean, just one of the greatest days. Mm. And I was around thousands of people that day.
That's
and like
what, looking that's a back recipe at
that,
for it.
Like, that was only 10 months ago, and that feels like eternities ago. I mean, it feels like a different earth that I was around this many people in the morning, this many different people at night. Post Malone and Patrick Mahomes the same day.
I'm a big party person. Last New Year's, we went out with friends till 2 or 3 in the morning, packed into different bars and dance floors with thousands of people.
Yeah, I want to dance.
What a night.
Dude, how was your $30 cocktail night? I forgot to ask.
Oh yeah, I went to this new place where we were celebrating. I was done with these shows. Katie had she had done something, you know, milestone at her work, so we're like, let's try this new place. It'll be very bougie. And it was a whole experience. I was like, what is this place providing? The cocktail's $30.
Yeah.
It was a whole experience.
Okay.
They, you know, it's up on like the top floor of this building overlooking downtown. You step in, you walk in, like they escort you to the elevator. You get up top, someone escorts you from the elevator to your table. The guy immediately comes over. He's like, this is the first palate cleanser of the evening before your first round.
Okay.
They got a menu. I don't know half of what's on. That's when you know it's fancy, right?
If you don't know, I would not know anything.
Yeah, the drinks were sizable. You know, I feel like a little bigger than your typical just like cocktail. It includes tax and tip. They would bring out like this little fancy like bite of food from some gourmet chef, this or that. I don't know.
Cool.
All in all, and it was like, you know, this really cool space. All in all, I'd probably rarely ever go there again. Just, you know, it's kind of a ridiculous amount of money, but special occasion, very worth it. If you're really feeling special about a lady, you take her there. Very nice vibes. It was kind of an obnoxious Instagram-y spot. Like two right. girls, it was like me and Katie, you know, had a little drinks, and there's two girls there, like a little girl, you know, girl date or something.
Oh, nice.
And they're all dressed up, and they spent 60% of their evening doing a full blown photo shoot.
That's awesome.
I mean, just from the table, from sitting down, selfie together, take you rotating, standing up in the corner in this position. It was like kind of annoying. Like, look, sit down. I'm trying to enjoy this drink.
Can we get one of those elevator escorts to escort them out of here?
It's one of those places where that is probably going to happen every time you're in there. But
was anyone doing homework around you? Like the place we
no,
went to in
which
Florida?
Was good.
No
yeah.
homework.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So it was a little step above. That
no algebra.
I couldn't buy the couch I was sitting on.
I didn't know the price of the mirror I was looking into.
But yeah, I think it was a deal where like the drinks, they exceeded my like palate or understanding, because they tasted very unique. And you know, usually some restaurants would be like, this cocktail's $10, like that's expensive. But it was like, oh, this tastes like apple juice.
That was so
like,
smooth. It tastes so good.
How are you doing this? But this place, it was like, that's like a taste I haven't tasted before. It's got all this crazy stuff happening. I don't know if it's even my favorite, but I guess I can acknowledge it's fancy.
Okay, least. This is different.
It's kind of like how this filet mignon. I acknowledge like with this is truly just heat and salt, and you've made this piece of meat very tender and delicious. Mm-hmm. Is it better than Wingstop? I don't know if it is just straight taste vibes, but I acknowledge this is healthier and very quality and just salt of the earth type of meal. But that process sounds pretty good.
Can you say for me again, filet mignon?
Mignon?
Is mignon. That the best way to say it?
All of the filet mignon. Is that what you do?
What's the mignon? Is this, is this a house special?
Feeling fancy. Feeling fancy.
I've never had the Mignon before. No, I was kind of riffing on stage the other day when we were performing in Florida, talking about my tick bite. Mm-hmm. And I went to say filet mignon. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I got nervous.
It's not a hard word to say.
I just don't say it ever.
Okay.
You know, it's like I'm familiar with kind of how to say it.
Right.
And then as it's coming out of my mouth, I'm like, Jake, what are you doing? You don't know this word. You don't know this word, and you don't even know if it's red meat. Like, yeah, this might not even make sense. Like, why are you saying this?
You try to play it off. Like, filet, I mean, you know, filet, everyone knows that fancy cut of beef, right? Mignon. Yeah, filet mignon.
Yeah. So I think I pulled off. Like, I think I pronounced it correctly, and I think it is red meat.
Cool.
But you ever do that on stage? Like, as it's coming out of your mouth, you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, why am I saying this?
I do have one. Like, it's funny how place to place you have to make sure. Like, I have this kind of joke where I mention a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And I've learned, you know, sometimes I forget. And as I'm saying it, I'm like, I have no idea if there's a Whole Foods near this location.
Yeah. Maybe you should have checked.
So as I'm doing it, I'm like, oh, we'll see how this goes. And it gets a decent laugh. I'm like, oh, cool. There must be one.
Okay.
So I've learned to kind of, that's funny too. I have to like, is there, oh, there's not one. I guess we'll throw in Trader Joe's or something. But
yeah. Because
that's what's fascinating about different locations of your jokes. I mentioned some kind of like cheesy Bernie Sanders kind of punchline. You gotta do that one in a real red state. Alabama, applause break.
I mean, they loved it way more than
Florida.
Ohio.
Yeah. Split the room. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It does. State.
Seriously.
So.
Because I recently started doing something with Trader Joe's, and I remember asking Aaron in Huntsville, I was like, hey, is there a Trader Joe's around here? He's like, closest one's like an hour and a half away. I'm like,
Good.
I'll have to mix
good.
It up.
Yep.
I'm going to go Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Hobby Lob.
How about my lob? Am I right? And I was like, what is he saying?
Dang it, Aaron.
Do less guests. Thanks for listening again. Tell your friends. We're doing a fun giveaway for December. So one lucky guy or girl. It's getting $1,000.
$1,000.
Happy holidays. We'll announce that maybe next week's Christmas Eve episode or something. I don't know.
Hot dog. Yeah.
So
thank you guys for supporting us and listening. This is now the only place you can get Trey and I together.
Jake, yep. Yeah. So thanks again. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Ooh.